brothers and sisters, look towards the Islamic leadership, the qualified Islamic leadership, which is none other than the Wali al-Faqih Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Whenever it comes to any socio-political affair, anything that has to do with socio-political affair, and you want to find out your taklif, your responsibility, look towards none other than the Wali al-Faqih, directly from him. Take it from him. And then, of course, before you act, consult different people, you know, they'll find details. So that's the first point. The second point is, brothers and sisters, believe that we can do it. Every single one of us, we are capable to bring about a change. One of the issues with the Islamic Ummah overall is that we have been pushed into this whole idea of helplessness. Oh, there's nothing you can do. If you look at Imam Khamenei, he keeps saying, even in the recent speeches, he said regarding Palestine, that each single one of you have something to offer. Somebody can give money, somebody can provide weapons, somebody can, you know, do tabligh, somebody can do jihad al-tabyeen, somebody can probably go, you know, physically, whatever the case may be. Each single one of you, brothers and sisters, have something to offer. We have to believe in it. Sayyidah Nasrullah, Rizwanullah ta'ala alayhi, he was 32 years old when he took up the leadership of Hezbollah. 32 years old, give or take. How many responsibilities do I have on my shoulders? The answer is very clear. Brothers and sisters, when it comes to the socio-political affairs of the Muslim Ummah, take them seriously and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Step forward to perform your duty. Yes, you're going to have to face challenges, especially if you're effective. If you're effective, the enemy is going to come after you. So you should recognize the enemy. If you're effective, own people, our own people, they're going to backstab you. This is the history, nothing new. Don't get demoralized. Keep going on the path of haq and truth. This is what the message of Shuhada is. This is what the message of the likes of Sayyidina Nasrullah and all other great martyrs of Islam is. We are a victim of a hybrid war. So keep your guards up. We don't have time to get into the discussion of hybrid war. Inshallah, look it up. Imam Khamenei has talked about it. You, me, each single one of us, our kids, we are a victim of hybrid war. So do research about it, inshallah. Keep your guards up and pray for the reappearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam.